We are dumb. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They're destroyed. We're destroyed because we're dumb. We're dumb. We're dumb. Even when a fool acknowledges he's a fool, he can become wise. But a fool must acknowledge that he's a foolish man. I'm just a fool. Hallelujah. Have you ever done something foolish and care about some emotion? Then all of a sudden you say, I'm just stupid, foolish. When you tried to hide that, you never overcame it. It's only when you began to deal with the reality, then you were able to overcome. I was saying to Elder Martin, because listen to me, brother and sister, when I spend money around here on things, and then I don't see the essential of it, it bothers me. That's the truth. It bothers me. It really does. It does. It troubles me. I have a problem with that. Because I want to make sure that if we spend more and I spend more, I want to make sure that it's utilized to the greatest extent. That's what I want. But if I waste money, to me it's wasting. And it bothers me. I can't handle that. Well, you waste money. Brothers and sisters, can I tell you all this? I think the offering this week will be $2,300. That's nice, isn't it? That's a lot, isn't it? Well, the car insurance is going to knock a grand off of that. So that knocks you down to what? $13. The cell phones, that's $400. Come on, somebody. Talk to me. Talk to me. All right. Ain't much left, is it? The brothers brought in $300. You get them over half of it back. What is left? You can't do nothing with that. All right. It's not the dollar bills. It's what Yah does. I delight in that. Hallelujah. So if I go to Sam's and get the toilet tissue and all that, that's going to knock $5 immediately off. Boom. And of course, I like those organic chickens that I pick up. That's going to be $2.65. Boom, what's left? Come on, tell me. Tell me. What's left? Tell me. Tell me. Ain't nothing left, mama. I like it that way. For we that truly trust him and are just, we shall live by emunah, by faith. Hallelujah. So I like it that way. I'm glad that no one brings in a whole lot of that stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it tells us in verse 10, cast out the scorner and contention will go out. Yes, strife and reproach shall cease. Now we don't want to call those that are scorners and fluzonizers. We don't want to call them that. We don't want to tell them you are a scornful fool. You cast out the scornful. You cast out that stupid one. Any kind of contention will cease. You don't do that. That's what Yah wants Israel to do. That's why he says a heretic after the first and second admonition. What is a heretic? Well, they always want to dispute doctrine. They think they understand doctrine. He said, cast them out. You put them out. That's what you do. And you heretics, you coming out of here. I'm not going to die with you heretics here. You must go. That's the truth. So this place is going to have a shalom. It's going to have a strength. It's going to resonate. Why? Because if it doesn't, you begin to abuse one another. But as far as an equity and a fairness, we're going to do that here. And that's the fact. I care who it is. Hallelujah. The spirit must be right. If it's not, brothers and sisters, there will rise up this iniquitous power. And this matter of sin will be manifested. And you will kill and you will destroy each other. That's why you need a strong man. Sure you do. You need a strong hand. You need the hand of Yah of us. Because we all go about seeking our own, doing our own thing. I won't allow it here. And it will not be done here. We're going to seek Yah's thing. We're going to seek the way of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to do. Sister Horn has given all that Yah has given her. So you think that I will allow us to remove her from a little place of comfort, a little simple place? Now you would do that. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the one that said you wouldn't. You're the main one that would do it. Hallelujah. Sure you would. It is the truth too, my brother. So I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. I ain't going nowhere yet.
I don't care how the chest pains feel. I know where the chest pains come because of what I do. And so I have pains there, and I have pains there, and I have pains here. But that's all right. The pains make me press. Sure they do. Pains make me roll. You can roll with me, most of you. I'm just telling you the truth. That's just a fact.
So because Yah says train, and if your mouth is full of iniquity, she got that little baby there and her mouth is full of iniquity, his. And she's speaking to that baby. She offers out the spirit of iniquity in the child. And so the young is going to act crazy. Going to act nutty. Going to be covetous for what it wants. Whether stop that. It's going to act like a fruitcake. Because she's a fruitcake and he's a fruitcake. The little boy acting effeminate and sulfur. Because that is effeminate and sulfur. He doesn't startle the principles of Yah. And the child sees that mama with that rebellious mindset. It's wrong, Jezebel. Or tell all you hypocritin sisters and brothers, you that are listening, you that are here. Don't one damn child come before the wife or one damn child come before the husband. That's a fact. It is the husband first. It is the wife. You fruitcakes that do that, you are a nincompoop of a nut. You shouldn't talk like that. Well, they listen to Hammer. I mean, 50 cents, and he call your mama the B word. And tell you, your niggas, let's rise up, nigga, this white boy, cracker boy. That's what they say. That's what Eminem say. What's up, cracker? What's up, nigga? That's how they talk. I tell you the legitimacy of the truth of Yah, brothers and sisters. For your own strength. It is to build you up in the emuna of Yah. That's why you can't just save yourself. Don't worry about saving wife. Don't worry about saving husband. I'm telling you. We're a generation that's so corrupt. And the reason it's corrupt is because of iniquity. Iniquity abounds. It's cold. The wife cold. The husband cold. He has no affection toward her. She has none toward him. There's no tenderness. There's no tender mercies. And Yah, his mercies are tender. Are they not? They're renewed every day. Ain't no tenderness there at all. Her touch is cold. His touch is cold. She touches it. Ah, come on. Something is wrong. That's why Yah's going to give preachers after his laugh. As Evangelist Holmes would say, this is a message. How would he say that? The word. An amalgamation. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. But the whole centrality of it is the iniquity. It's an amalgamation. A little this, a little that, it is a collage in essence. He used to say that. It would be a little bit, a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. But then the whole centrality of the issue is about the iniquity of a generation of people that say they know Yah and they don't know Him. And they don't know Him. This is the test whether you truly know the power of Yah. This is it here. Hallelujah. Move on, preacher. It says here, let me turn quickly back to Metitia. Matthew's 24. Matthew's 24. We need leaders to lead us, brothers and sisters. Lead us in the path of His truth. These lying dogs telling you don't need lies. This scripture is not given of any private interpretation. Yah, He ordained men from His bosom to feed us knowledge and understanding. It says in Matthias, Joshua says in chapter 24, verse, where I want to find. No, that's not what I want. 23. I've quoted that one. 23 and verse 28. That's what I want. He's talking to this scribe generation, this Pharisaic mindset. You that think you know scripture, you know the way of Yah. He says in verse 28, even so, you also outwardly appear to be Sadiqa, men of righteousness unto men. You appear, you want to look right. You want to pretend that you got something that is right. He said, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You cannot trust one that's full of hypocrisy and iniquity. He said, how will you appear? You smile, you grin, you look right, you pretend. He said, but inwardly you're full of lies and hypocrisy. You're full of dead men's bones. You're full of iniquity. Because it's flowing from the issue of the heart, isn't it? And what of issues in that corrupt thing? It comes out of the tongue, doesn't it? out of that deceitful evil thing, does it not? Is that the poisoning of the heart? Does not the poisoning of the lips come out of the tongue? That's why the tongue is poisoned as a poison asp. Like the black mangoo. I don't know if I want to train him, Brother Nathan. Yah says he can be trained, but I don't know if I want to mess with him. Not that. I think I'd rather mess with a she-bear with cubs than that. Not him. And yet the tongue is like a black, like an asp. Black mongrel. He's a bad boy. When he wants to cross the road, whether it's in Serengeti Plains, whether it is in a reserve, there can be lions and lioness. There can be a horde of Cape buffaloes, and there ain't nothing when they're on their game as tough as Cape buffaloes. All the males weighing about 2,400 pounds, and they are bad boys. And they will run you down and trump you to death. Doesn't take much for that to trump you to death at about a ton apiece. You got 60 or 70 of them, they trump a lion to death. And the bulls are so bad, they will say, all right, you cows, get in the middle, girls. You little heifers, get in the middle. And they surround them. That's what they do. And they will say, Mr. Lion, come on. Your roar is tough. Come on and try us. And they will stomp it down. A pack of lions, they will stomp them down. But it's one thing about that black mongrel. When it wants to cross the road, it simply says to the Cape buffaloes, move back. It says to the elephant, get back, boy. It says to the lion, I'm here. You all make way for me. And when they don't make way, only thing he has to do is open his mouth. And he stretched one at maturity, stretched about far as from here to Deacon Bennett. That, come on. Ain't about that big. But he got enough in him that they know once he touched them, that's it. There's no getting up after that one. You see, that's what your iniquity does. When it touches you, it destroys you. When it touches you, it pollutes you. When that poison of your iniquitous tongue goes out, it kills you. It destroys you. That's what it does. Hallelujah. And so when your tongue is full of iniquity, you don't know how to train nothing. You can't even train a dog. Hallelujah. So how can you train a son or daughter? You can't. You appear to be right outwardly, but inside you are full of wickedness. You are full of dead men bones. You are that corrupt and you are that vile. You're full of hypocrisy. My, yeah, help me. He said, you know, you're full of hypocrisy, but you're full of iniquity. You're full of iniquity. He's talking to men that handle the Torah. Do we have his Torah written in us? I know I do. That's what he's talking to here. Talking to those that were experts in the Torah. I could teach Torah. I understood Torah. I could tell you the Hebraic meaning. I understood the different dynamics of the word. He said, but you're full of hypocrisy. And you're full of iniquity. You talk, but there's no substance in your talk. I want every word that I say be of substance. That's why there's no time to be shuttle-butting around. There's time to be serious. There was a time that we could laugh and grin, but it's time to be serious. Our counters, our attitude, everything we do, we got to have a serious approach, as this deacon warned us on last Wednesday. This thing is serious. Man that is a deacon, he understands a righteous man, he understands both time and judgment. But the wicked, they will do wickedly, and they will not understand. One that is full of iniquity, they will not understand. That's why there's no pressing to you. There's no earnest desire to pray, to do anything. Yeah. We love sleep. You know, it's amazing what he used. We love to sleep, right? Is that what Deacon Horn talked about, just sleeping? Listen to me. Is that what he talked about, sleeping? What did he talk about? Huh? Tell me what he talked about slumbering. Tell me. I know that. He talked about what? I know he's talking about consider, but I'm talking about sleep. What kind of sleep do you talk about? Huh? A little sleep. A little slumbering. A little folding of hand. Bah. Just a tinchy winchy and eeny weeny little bit. That's what little is. It is almost unmeasurable. You missed it. Just a little, brothers and sisters. That's why Scripture tells us to be, so to speak, be quick to hear. Quick. Always. Let us hear. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, you talk before you hear because I know what they're saying. Hallelujah. Because I heard it more times than you. Or you. Or you too. He told us just a little sleep. Just a little slumber. Slumbering. Just a little falling of the hand. A little that the righteous man hath is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. See, that little means something. We used to say little is much when you have Yah, huh? If you just have a little, but if you got Him, you have much. I want to be taught. I want the brothers to teach me. I have no compunction with that. I want every man to be prepared. I want them to teach me. I love to be taught. I love to be taught. I love that. It is something about being taught. Because it bears on every discipline of a man. His hearing. His interpretation. His understanding. His wisdom. We don't like to be taught. So we have not developed the keen senses that we need in order to combat this one that is sharper than attack. So we don't like to be taught. Well, that's not so, Pastor. Brothers and sisters, can I ask you a question? I'm sure how ignorant we are. How many of the little children like to be taught? When you work with your son or daughter, how long is their attention span? Toe down. Little children. Is that what he called us? Or grown-ups? Little children? Hallelujah. So you're trying to teach little children their attention span is how long? I watch some of you all in here. Your mind, you're looking out there for what? What's out there? Even when you go out there, what's out there? Hallelujah. Nothing escapes this preacher here. Let me move on. It says in Ezekiel. Turn quickly. Ezekiel. Turn to the 24th chapter first. I want to read this. Ezekiel 24. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 24. Is that what I want? Hallelujah. It says here in verse 12, yes. It says that Israel, she has wearied herself with lies. You find someone that lies, they weary you and they weary themselves. When there's a false pretense. She has wearied herself with lies and great scum went not forth out of her. And great scum went forth not out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. And your filthiness is lewdness because I have purged you and you will not purge. You shall not be purged from your filthiness anymore till I have caused my fury to rest upon you because of your iniquitous lies and your corruption. And Yahweh says in verse 14, I have spoken it. It shall come to pass, I will do it, I will not go back, neither will I spare you, neither will I repent according to your ways. You have not repented, and according to your doings, shall they judge you, saith Yah. He said, because of your iniquitous ways, you're going to be judged. Because of your lawlessness, Yah said, there's a scum, there's a filth in you. You know, when I was a young lad, when someone was just corrupt, we would use that word as a slang jargon, you scum. When they did some of the most despising, most repudiating things that was so vile, we would call them scum. That's why they probably use that today. But that's what we would say, you scum. When someone did something that was so corrupt, you would say, you scum. That's what they were, scum. And when one operates in that spirit of iniquity, that's scum. Brothers and sisters, that's the truth. Yeshua did not operate in that spirit. He has given us power over that. But a man's mind is trained. That's where we must be trained. That's why we need intercessors and men to teach us and to train us. You must be trained in the way of Yah. You must be trained to think like Yahshua. You must be trained to walk like Him. How did you know that? When I was in the military, they taught me how to walk. There were those that came in there walking like this. There were those that came in there walking like this. There were those that came in there walking like this. But when it was all finished and all, we were stepping it out. Dressing right and covered down. Back straight in everyone. That's the way we walk. Dressing right and covered down. And believe me, my brother, there were 40 inches. 40 inches all around. Everyone. Dressing right and covered down. 40 inches. Although some came in like this. what's up? It's me. Some walk like this. Some walk like this. But when we finish that basic, you were dressing it right and stepping it out 40 inches. All the way around. Everyone was on the same cadence. And everyone stepped out at the same depth. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must be trained. Train up. Shaul says, I would love to feed you meat, but you're still babes. I got to feed you milk. You can't bear it. So we're babes, so we must understand how to suck the bottle. Some of these sisters' first child didn't understand the little baby grabbing hold to that thing to get that milk. Mama may not understand, but baby, it will get there. I watch nature. Little calves and little kids, they don't know how to get to the udder. But somehow, when they can't find nothing, they'll eventually get to the udder. And you don't have to tell them to punch that. They'll punch it. They'll understand. So we must be trained. Trained. Do parents train their children how to walk? Do you not hold them and say, come on, that little sweet pie. Come on. Oh, she fell. That's all right. Leave her alone. Let her get up. She'll walk. So we must walk. We must walk this walk of emunah, the walk of faith. We're walking one of iniquity and hypocrisy. And it's wrong. One of lies. We have a scumminess about us that is filthy. And Yah doesn't like that. He wants us to have a sweet smelling savor. Sweet smell. That it comes up before Him as an offering of purity. When you look at us and see this scumness, this filthiness, this iniquity in our hearts, the stench out of the belly of hell, we look and appear to be right. Oh, I love you, sister, brother. Oh, I love you, brother. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on here. But then inwardly you're full of hypocrisy. You're full of iniquity. Say you love your brother, you hate him, you're a murderer. You say you love your sister and you despise her. You're flat out Jezebel of a murderer. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. So we must be trained. We must be. This is the world of iniquity. It is filthy. And the iniquity is not in the world. It's among the people of Yah. It's among Yahweh's people. Listen to this. Yeshkel in Ezekiel. It says here in the 13th chapter. He said, this is what the leaders have done. The false pseudo-prophets, the bishops, the liars, false parents, false daddies, and false mamas. You correct them. Every son he receives, he corrects, right? And every time he receives us, he corrects us. It's almost like a child going in front of dad, and dad, the first thing he does before he greets the son, he looks at him and says, boy, take that off. That's the way the old folks used to do it. Girl, you ain't coming. Well, girl, what? She knew when she went there, she had to hide it. That's the truth. Before they even greeted you, they said, take that off, girl. Look what you got on. Yeah, that dress too tight. Go put on. That's the truth. As a young boy, I remember that. Yeah, you eat coming in here cooking with your nasty long fingernails. They would not let them cook. Can you imagine what breeds under long filthy nails like that? You go to these whole houses and fill your gut with that trust that some Jezebel ran up with some dog all night. I ain't going to do it. I love myself. I look at the mirror, I look at me, I say, I love you, man. I do. How can I love you unless I love me? I love David. I really love me. I love me. I love me. I look at me and I just say, I love you, man. I really like you, man. I like you. You're all right, Dave. I like you. Yeah, I love David. I love, yes, sir. To love my neighbors, I love myself. How can I love my neighbor unless I love myself? I love me. Well, that's, yeah, you got to love you. I love me. I love me so much that I won't obey what he commands me. Yeah, I love me. I look at myself and I love me. I love you, man. I really love you. I do. And the more I love him, the more I want to do things to make sure he stays healthy and do right. That's right. I want to do it then. Because I love him. Yes, I do. I love him. I love him. I do. Sure, I do. That's why I like going in this book right here, the Land of Life. I like to eat from this. The bread here is wonderful because I love me. Hallelujah. If I didn't love me, I couldn't love her. And if I didn't love me, I couldn't love him. I can be honest with you. But one is filled with iniquity and hypocrisy, then they are false. That's the truth. I'm straightforward with every brother. Sisters, I don't deal with you much, but I'm still straight with you. I'm straight. I don't care what you all think, how you feel, I'm still that way. Don't hide a thing. Makes no difference what you're thinking. And I'm not troubled by it, so think it. As a man thinketh in his heart. See, that's the way you are. That's why you can think I'm that way, because you're that way. Well, he ain't that, because you're not that. He ain't that, well, because that's the way you are. That's you. That's you. You're not dealing with a novice, one that is, he's immature in a lot of things, but you're not dealing with a man that doesn't understand what he's speaking. You understand? I want that, Elder Wyman. I want a man to speak to me, to enlighten me. And what I say enlightens me, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I'm not going to even finish this up today, but I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on this iniquitous house. Full of hypocrisy. You that are cold. Their mothers here that are cold. Their children are cold. They're so cold. Even the children have that same coldness. They act that way because they're cold. And full of iniquity and corruption. That's the truth. You find one that is full of spontaneity. And you will find the children will act that way. That's right. She's dead. The young ones are dead. She has no ability to interact and to be affectionate. So the youngers don't know. They don't understand what affection is. Hallelujah. As a kid, even though our parents were ignorant, they didn't know Yah. And they had a very strong constitution of their religion. They imparted things in us because they were honest with each other. Yes, yes they were. Miss Brooks may come and borrow a cup of sugar. Well, Miss Brooks don't know I ain't got but a little bit, but it was a delight to give her a cup of sugar. Because she knew she was going to have to borrow a cup one day from Miss Brooks. That's the way my neighborhood was that I grew up in. And I better not disrespect this mother because she said, come here, boy, I'm going to whip your little black. And she'd get a stick and bust a fire at you and say, go on. She would not say, go home. She would say, go on home now. Didn't have no telephone. And you better tell your mama I whipped your butt and what you did. We didn't have telephones. I remember where I lived. There was one telephone on the whole big block in there. But the word got to mama. And when she was here, she said, baby, thank you so much. That hard-headed youngin, thank you. You touch some of these ignoramuses today and watch these fools rise up. I said that way. See, she knew that she loved that son like she loved her son. She knew that. You touch some of these ignoramuses, young as today, and watch how they rise up like a fruitcake.
That's the truth. I am going to go ahead too. Stupid generation. They're not going to listen to those that have reared children and brought them up because of their iniquity and their wickedness. They think they know and they don't know. But there were things imparted into us, and I'm glad. I would not want to be 25. I feel sorry for this generation. I pray that y'all come. Really? This place is in a hellish mess. I don't care what you all think. You may think it isn't, but you are a fruitcake. If you don't know what's really happening, you're a fool. You're sick. This nation, this world is a twisted world. This is twisted. That's why I said to all y'all, get your sons and daughters out of these schools. They're twisting their minds. I said to the people of the day, I may put it on the internet or there's some information I want to get about the system, even the school system, even how it was developed. They come from the brilliant minds. The whole purpose is to take your sons and daughters because they belong to the state to train them the way the state wants them. It all came out of Prussia, out of Germany under the reign of Hitler. Come in the days young went to school, when children before you and during your age, they went to school, they maybe went to the 8th grade, they knew more than folks who went to college. My mother, I think she went back to the 6th grade or 5th grade, she could read as well as people went to come on. My old grandmother didn't have about a 3rd grade education. She could read. She could write. My mom was looking at a Tufts. It was for the 50s and 40s, during the 30s. And I could give that test to college students and they couldn't pass it. And this was in the junior high school. They taught us principles that stayed with us. They taught us principles of discipline that we could learn. We could learn. We could learn. You go back and look at, I said to the brothers, I said, you know what, I'm the nothing. I was in a class, it was all students, special ability and talent. I'm glad I'm the nothing. But it is the truth, all those that came out of that class, those that I know of now, Thomas Biggs, the Hunt boy, they became doctors. That's what they became, police officers, all of that. I mean, what we would call inspiring careers. And here I am digging in dirt, got dirt under my nail. That's all right, I'd rather do this than to be a doctor. You understand that? News reporters, that's the way they went. I'm telling you, all of them. All of them went to college. And I'm the drop off from all of them. That's all right. I'd rather be this drop off and knowing my Abba than to be in an ivory tower with riches that is beyond comprehension. I'd rather be who I am. I'd rather have my hands out there in the dirt and digging, understanding how to plow and pick beans with the brothers than to be in a penthouse worth $5 million. I'd rather have that. That's the kind of school I went to. That's the kind of discipline. And I'll never forget one day, Mr. Freeman, there were girls in the class. They liked me. That was Carol and Karen Washington. Well, Karen Washington, her daddy, he owned the shoe repair store. Well, you know, he wasn't making much money, but he was kind of looked up because they had a house and all of that. And Mr. Freeman, he was tough. He was about Pat's size. Maybe a little taller, about his complexion. And we were such a class that when he came back, he said, who cut up? And everybody, even, come on, Carol Taylor and Caleb, watch it, Dave Roberts. Y'all do me like that. They didn't care. Come here, Roberts. And we had them long hallways. Do y'all hear me? I'm going to. He said, bend over, boy. And he took that paddle. It was about that wide, about that long, about that thick. And you could hear the sound, whoom, down the hall. Come on, I had to go back in the class like that. What did that do? Well, the next time he stepped out, I didn't say nothing. I was hoping old Carol say something so I could tell on her next time. You could hear the sound down the hall. Boom. And you could hear a rat urinate on cotton in the class. He gave me about 6 licks. And I'm trying to hold it back, boy. You didn't want to go back in the class like But that was the discipline. It was a reproof of instruction. Because I had defied the Torah, the law of the class. And that's what Yah is going to do to your butt too. Whether you believe it or not. Hallelujah. Let me finish up. I may not finish up, but I'm going to close here in another scripture. He says in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 10,
Because even because they have seduced my people, saying shalom, and there was no shalom. And one built up a wall. See, that's what you have built up, your little flesh wall. Is that have been destroyed by the word of Yah? Well, that's what this metaphor is. I'm going to break it down to your level today, all right? See, I built up your wall, and you build up your crazy sadistic walls, don't you? You built up your wall, and lo, others dab it with antipromoter. Well, what dabbing? Well, want to come to lie to you and say, you sweet. Don't care what he say. You, all right, you're a liar. Well, you know how Pastor Robbins is. He's going to talk like that. You're a liar. So they dabbed you with antipromoter. It is not tempered antipromoter. Said unto them which dab it with antipromoter, and that it shall fall. It's going, you're going to fall. And there shall be no overflowing shower. And yea, yes, O great hailstones shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rent you. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you? Where is the dab wherewith you have dabbed it? Where are those that when you fall? Where are those that when you need those? Where are those that told you the lies? That spoke out of a heart of iniquity? That spoke lies to you? Where are they? Instead of telling you a rebellious thing, you're filthy, you're unclean, you stink. Your aura is stinks. It's not sweet. To be in your presence, I hate it. I'm that way. I'm telling you, when brothers get crazy around here, I don't hug them. I avoid them. You find a brother walking in iniquity, don't be so hasty to go touch him. I don't do it. I don't care who it is. I love Elder Martin. And he never done nothing like that with me. But if he did, I wouldn't mess with him. Until Yah said, go well, man. That's just where I am. Hallelujah. That's the truth, too. I'm not going to give him some untempered mortar. I'm going to tell him, oh, man, you need to do this. You're wrong. Disappointed in you. Wasn't right. Yeah. I'm not going to tell him you'll be all right. No. Tell him the truth. Hallelujah. Truth is what makes you free from iniquity. It's what liberates you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So they give you this untempered mortar, this mortar, these lies, and yet you're going to fall. And when you fall, there will not be anywhere to help you. There will not be anywhere to assist you. I'm saying to us, brothers and sisters, if there one comes to you with this iniquitous tongue, flee from their presence. Because they're full of evil. They appear to be right. They appear that though they have a hava for you, but they don't. This is what even when the word of Yah came unto Ezekiel Yah in the 14th chapter. I'm going to close here. Hallelujah. He says this. Listen. He says in the 11th verse, hallelujah. He says in the 11th verse, I want to begin there. All of this chapter is wonderful. Because they had given themselves over unto their idolatry, mine. I'm not going to let anyone destroy the works of Yah because they're given over to me, mine. What I? Nah, not here. Out there you can do what you want to, but here you're not going to do it. You're not compelled to stay here. I was dealing with Ella Martin. We were talking this morning. He was saying to me, he said, Pastor, these are the things you must do. If this persists, you must do it. Makes no difference. I receive that. I don't reject that from him. Hallelujah. You see, I'd rather have an old man advising me than like Rehoboam. Listen to young, foolish men that are filled with their lust and their sin. Do you hear me? That say, you tell them my daddy was tough, but my little finger will not measure up. My little finger won't add up to the toughness of what I'm going to put on you folks. And it caused the house to be divided. Y'all hear that? So I'd rather listen to an old man, an older, elderly brother that has an experience with Yah, that understand the walk. And even though he has fallen and been trod under, even though he may not have a handle on certain things, but I know he has an experience that is more valuable than the young one that speaks out of their zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. It's not a proven thing. Old man like that, he's got something that's proven. That's why you don't despise the elders. You are hammer, you love them. When they speak, you be quiet. I don't care how informed you are. Shut up. Just be quiet. Only a Jezebel will respond. Well, that's one of the most vilest things. I hate it. Ain't nothing like a loud woman. She's filthy. That's the truth. And a man, he gets that way because he's kind of weak. He's trying to show he has a
measure strength. You find a man getting out like that, he's a weak man. A man that is wise, he'll listen. He'll say, huh? I didn't think about it that way. I want to read the letter before I close. Let me finish this. Hallelujah. He says, and where did I stop? 11. He said, the house of Israel may no more go astray from me. Now, you don't want to go astray from Yah. It is your iniquity that has led you astray. Neither be polluted anymore with all their transgressions. Well, what is sin? It's a transgression of the Torah, isn't it? And when a man is Torahlessness, he's committing iniquity, right? He's not walking in the Torah, the law of Yah. He said, but that they may be my people and I may be their Abba. He wants to be our Abba. Saith Yahweh of hosts. The word of Yah came unto me again, saying, son of man, when the land sins, when the land transgress against me by transgressing grievously, when they do things that are just openly, blatantly defying what I say, when you defy the order of Yah, when they do it so openly, he said, then will I stretch out my hand upon it. Now Yah is stretching out his hand upon this land. This is a grievous generation. It blatantly disobey Yah. Come on, you've done it. You know what is right to do when you disobey that. That's a blatant defiling of the Torah of Yah. When you do it without your conscience being troubled by that, your conscience is seared. He said, then I'm going to put my hand upon it. And he said, I will break the staff of the bread thereof. Yah, don't take Yahshua away. Take not your Ruah from us, Yah. Don't take this stale bread from us. Don't take the truth. Don't take the word of Yah to speak unto our sins and our transgressions. Don't take that, Yah. Please, Yahweh. He said, but that's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to take the bread thereof, and I will send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast from it. Now look what he's going to cut off first, man. You all can think what you want to, but Yahshua is the head of man, and the strength of any nation when you have strong men. You must have it. That's why the enemy does all he can, men, to bring you down to this little juvenileness based upon your feelings and your emotions. You must stand strong, and what is right to do, you do it. Despite wife, son, daughter, children. Let me move on. He said, this time is coming. He said, I want to tell you something. Though these three men, Noah, Da'iyah, and Eob, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by the Tzedekah, saith Yahweh. If these three men are in that hour, they will only deliver themselves. If I cause the noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that there be no conscience of Yah, and the beast is passing through this land, this beast government, it is causing it to be desolate. You look at the people, there's no form of any kind of Tzaddik righteousness in them. They're desolate, they're lost, they're far from anything that is truth. Their minds are deranged. He said that no man passed through it because of the beast. Though these three men were in it, as I live. This is Yah now. Do you believe it? I do. He says, as I live, says Yah, they shall deliver, listen, neither son nor daughter. They're not going to deliver wife or kinsman. They're not going to deliver mama or grandmama. He said, they only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Well, if I bring the sword, and he's bringing his sword today, his word is his swords. He said, upon the land, and say, sword go through the land, so that it cut off man, beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, saith Yah, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. But they shall only be delivered themselves. He tells us in the next verse, if I cause pestilence, the devouring, the pestilence, the diseases upon the land, sin to permeate the blood. Verse 20, though Noah, Da'iyah, and Eob were in it, as I live, saith Yah. You understand, he keep telling us this. This is repetitive, isn't it? The spirit of iniquity is going to destroy because iniquity abound. They get cold. Their roots get shallow. And they don't want to be around nobody that's got deep roots that have the Ahava Yah and the love of Yah. They want shallow ones around them. Birds of the same feather, and that's true, Yusuf. They flock together. Crows flock with crows.
When a crow looks for a mate, it doesn't look for a blue jay. It looks for a crow. When a buzzard, we don't have them in America. But when a buzzard looks for a buzzard, it looks for a buzzard. Not a vulture, not a, what is that big one? And what's that big bird in California? Condor. Condor. It doesn't look for the condor. That's what it looks for. So a dog seeks out a dog. And a work of iniquity seeks out a work of iniquity. A murderer that calls upon gods and spirits that permeate in them, they will seek out one that murders. A Sadiqa man, he seeks out one that's righteous. And the Torah of Yah, he seeks out one that will judge him. A woman that has the pure spirit of Yah, she seeks out one that will tell her sins. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. I sure didn't feel like preaching today. I intend to get one of the other brothers. Hallelujah. He said, though these men went there, when they saved daughter, they should deliver their own soul by their own Sadiqa. Yah says in verse 21, how much more when I send my fourth judgment upon Jerusalem and the sword, the famine, and the noisome beast and the pestilence to cut off man and beast. Now, when Yah sends his judgment upon this nation, is here. And it's because of their iniquity. If you read the chapters, if you go back to chapter 13 and chapters precede that, you will find out that he deals with that much. And he talks about their iniquity. You go to chapter 24 of Ezekiel and 27. In that, he talks about their iniquitous ways. He's going to destroy all workers of iniquity. And so you that work from a heart that is lawless and that is corrupt, he's going to bring you down to the gate of hell. And this is the hell's truth. And I take nothing back. Hallelujah. This is the truth. He's going to destroy you. He's going to bring you down to nothing. One last verse. I'm going to close. I'll read it. It's in the book of Amos. Amos 3 and 2. Hallelujah. Yah says this. Hear the word of Yah. He has spoken against you, Israel, children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Mizraim, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Listen, can two walk together except they be in agreement? You can't even walk with Yah unless you agree with his Torah. He's not even walking with you unless you agree with his Torah. So two cannot walk together. The reason you find such coldness in brothers and sisters is because of iniquity. And I'm not afraid to tell them. It's something that we're cowardly to tell each other our sins. Sister, you're in the spirit of iniquity. No, I'm not. Yes, you are, Jezebel, because a righteous man will always receive judgment. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. When someone is pure, they internalize that and say, Yah, let me search my heart with it. Whether it's me or not, I receive it. For it will bless me. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of this wickedness of this generation. I'm going to do all that God gives me in my power by the Ruach to tear it down. I don't care who I find it in. I don't care who it is. Hallelujah. I want faithful men that love Yah. I want faithful women that love Yah. I'll get back to my message when I preach it. I'm sorry for that time that I just have to do things. I'm talking to Elder Martin. That's all right. That's all right. I'm not going to leave any rock or any stone unturned. Your heart is stony, isn't it? It hates the truth. It has no love for those that speaks the truth. Hallelujah. You call tough evil and evil tough. Bitter for sweet. You honor the workers of iniquity, but those that walk righteously, you despise them because you're full of your wickedness. And that's the truth. What a man that speaks the truth. As Elder Martin said to me, unless we have a strong man, we're going to all go down the gate of hell. We must have that. Can't have no compromising, grinning, skinning cat. And that I don't do. That's what these men are doing today. Hallelujah. You got to have one that's sincere. Let me read these letters before I close, all right? Hallelujah. Be encouraged. I am. What to do? Just rejoice. Well, I'm feeling bad. Just still rejoice. That's all right. I want you all to hear this. Listen to this. It says, Pastor Roberts, very briefly, I told a sister yesterday that something is happening in my life. And I questioned Yahweh what the reason might be. I wait and I was quickened that since I start listening to you and receive your messages. You understand that? She said, when I start listening to you and hearing these messages, I was made alive. My work has tripled or more. Man, that's all right. Just listening now. She hasn't given anything here. Just by listening. This is a huge miracle. This is not the same kind of spirit that the faith teachers have. Like give only to get. You hear that? Yeah. I like this. I did not expect or try, but when my work began a drastic increase all of a sudden, I thought this is a supernatural. My employers had called me recently to tell me that I might lose my job. It is a miracle. I think it will be a blessing to give and see how Yahweh used his system. And not the tax deductible system. I look forward to giving to the mighty works of Yahweh at your congregation. I'm thankful for the answer from you and the revelation of depending on Yah totally to give and to pay the taxes. Shalom and greetings to Sister Roberts and all the assembly of Yahweh at Yahweh's congregation and the sister's name. Let me read this one quickly. This is the brother I told you in prison. I wish I had the copy of the letter I wrote him, but of course, when I'm writing, I do it on Windows 2000 front page. So when I write one letter, I delete that and then write another one. I don't save the letter. I don't have no form letters that I form up. I don't have to write that many letters. The most about 10 or 11 at one time. But I just write individually. I write them according to as they ask me. But this is what it says. It says, Dear Pastor Roberts, I'm writing to say thank you for your loving and concerned words. What I said? Reproving him that way. This man is in prison. He's been there for many years. For your loving and concerned words, I find it amazing what truth and understanding bring to one's life. He said, I find it amazing what truth and understanding will do in one's life. How I cried when I read your letter. I know I need to change my life, but I want to do it in a hurry. He said, I know I need to do it, but I just want to get it done. You know, like the microwave stuff. He said, it's just that I've been this way for so long. Never trusting, never believing, and always impatient. That it's scary. I fear the outcome. I know what happens to the disobedient. When the things in my life don't go the way I want them to go, I look for comfort in any and everything but Yahweh. That's his people. Even though I study and I pray, I understand that he ain't gonna jump just cause I ask him to. So I'm afraid my patience or impatience gone be my destruction. I ask Yahweh when I pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to improve the quality of life that I live. I feel like it ain't coming quick enough. And I leave here in May, and I'm afraid, Pastor, failure to me isn't an option. He listens to me, he won't fail. And that's the truth. I know it sounds like I don't trust and believe in Yah. It ain't that. I don't want to let him down or myself. Not after all he's done for me. I just feel this need for some help before I make that wrong turn. What I mean by wrong turn is my decision making hasn't ever been one of my strong points. He said, all I do, it has never helped me. Now that's you too. He says, never been one of my strong points. Never at all. And that's only the beginning of my foolish choice that I've made. You don't make no foolish choices, though. See, a man like that, y'all can deal with him. I know Scripture holds the answer to my problem. I'll be preaching out, Pastor. But somehow I be missing the sign. I miss the sign. My understanding isn't quite there yet. So I'm asking you, will you please help guide me? I can help him. You please help guide me and lead me to that road of salvation and everlasting life. Thank you. In Yahweh's mighty name, that's all right. See, that brings tears to my heart there. I know he's real. I wish you were real like that. Hallelujah. The words of reproof were very sharp to him and strong. I was telling Elder, one of the brothers, I don't recall. I don't write. When I write letters, I usually write half of a page. But this brother, I wrote a whole page. You understand? I don't write no more than one page, periods. I don't type 100 words a minute, 75. I may do 30, 35. Sure, that's not very fast. So I may do one page, and that's it. Hallelujah. No, I can't hold my hand like some of you all with this. But I know what the key is. I can move on it, all right? I get it down. Not like you. So I can't type that fast. I type fast enough just to do a page. May Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you all. May He help us. Hallelujah. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. May He strengthen you all. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, our brother Alex, our friends in Ohio, and Pastor Person, Toda Yah for your gift, you and your wife, and all. Those that sent gifts on last week, we bless you all. And those that Yah has caused to be faithful, Sister Velma, there in Louisiana. Bless you, my sister. Your kindness, your gifts, they're faithful. She is. And Brother Jerome James, his gifts are so tremendously faithful. I bless Yah for men like that. You know, people that are outside and yet they're giving. This sister said, Pastor Roberts, I will give and I want to give. Just because I began to listen, then my life has changed exponentially. And I bless Yah for that. Pastor Pennington, you all there, may Yah strengthen you all. Because he finished up service around 10:30, and he comes online at times to listen. So may Yah bless you all. May strengthen you all. Be strong. Be encouraged. Believe me, I'm going to root out, and I'm going to deal with the devil. You understand? It's not going to get past me. It's not going to get past me. Hallelujah. Don't need you to tell me. I don't need you to tell me nothing. It won't get past me. Your own sins will find you out. Everyone's sin will find out. You can hide, but you cannot hide. You cannot. And I don't want to hide behind the filth and the scum of sin. I want to hide in Yahshua. I want to hide behind sin, corruption. And I want to hide in Him. He's my light. May He bless you all. May He strengthen you, Yisrael, because you delight in the comfort of His HaMashiach. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all are sing. All right. Yah bless you all. Bless you all of our friends that are listening. We bless you. Yah moves upon you this week. Send an offering to help. We are on the shortwave radio station, WWRB, 3285, Monday through Thursday, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. We are on that for others to hear. There are you that have the internet, but most of the world do not have internet. And most of America, there's only a few people got internet, whether you all believe that or not. And it's a wonderful thing they don't have it, because it's one of the most vilest things out there. It's worse than a television. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Because you can find anything on that. Find beastie, anything. And that's the truth. And if it wasn't for the purpose of this, and one day I'm going to eradicate that. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. So most of America don't have internet, but most people have radios in short ways, and they can hear us. May Yah bless you all. For all you that are listening, this is for you and the house of Yisrael. Shalom.
Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. We do tode Yah for all things. We are glad one more time that we could come into the bayit of our Abba, and to be blessed and enriched of our HaMashiach. We pray your strength upon Israel and the comforting to the bayit of Israel. Go with us. Give us guidance today. We bless you for the healing and the touch of the little ones, the older ones. We pray that you bless them and strengthen their bodies. And all those that need a touch in their physical being, we ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust you for the touch you are. Yeshua's name. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.